Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, and joining me this morning is someone from a town that we've all been to. We all plan to be to a little bit more, especially when the weather warms up a little bit. It's winter in New England, but it's always nice down at the shore. Judy Sullivan, Executive Director of the Old Saybrook Chamber of Commerce. There's many things coming up in Old Saybrook in the summer, but there's also things that go on there all year round, and we're going to get into that a little bit this morning. Thank you for joining me, Judy.
Thank you for having me.
So we'll get into some of the summertime stuff coming up, but in February, it's a little chilly, no pun intended, but there's a little bit of a festival coming up in a couple weeks, February 26th down in Old Saybrook.
Correct. We're so excited. This is our 25th anniversary of the Chili Fest.
That's awesome. So, I mean, it's been around a little bit. Tell me the history of how this started.
Sure. Well, 25 years ago, the Chamber wanted to offer something for residents and visitors in the winter to kind of ease the doldrums, right? And so it is an outside event. We have 25 to 27 chefs that come out. You can taste any or all of the chili and vote for your favorite. It's really a lot of fun.
I mean, have you had, like, recurring restaurants? Is there some newcomers that we should be aware of?
Yes and yes. You know, we'll hear from the Monkey Farm and Penny Lane Pub and Little Pub. You know, we've got organizations that make chili. The Lions Club will be with us, and even our Old Saybrook Board of Selectmen, they make chili. So it really is a lot of fun, a strong community event. It supports the Chamber Scholarship, which is always a great thing. And the top three vote-getters also receive a donation to the charity of their choice. So it's really a win-win all around.
And chili's one of those things, I mean, everyone has their own, you know, thoughts on chili, beans, no beans, spicy, less spice. I mean, have you heard from some of the, you know, cooks that how they kind of approach this?
Well, honestly, Joey, some of that is held close to the vest.
We won't divulge any secrets.
But I can tell you we've had, you know, bison, we've had cocoa beans. Some folks sometimes even get into the seafood and have seafood chili. So it really is a wide variety and something for everyone.
I mean, it's Old Saybrook. What else do you think? I mean, you think Old Saybrook, you think some nice seafood in the summertime.
Well, maybe you could think some nice seafood chili in the wintertime.
Yeah, and I mean, rolling into within the next week or so down there is restaurant week.
Yes, that's right. March 7th through the 13th, we have restaurant week, and we've got, about 20 restaurants participating. You can check it all out at oldsaybrookchamber.com. And along with restaurant week, we're having a martini contest.
Ooh.
So some restaurants will be offering a special martini. You can vote for your favorite there through social media, and just come on down and have a little fun with us.
And that's cool. Like, I like the Chili Fest, especially bringing the kids along. Like, bring the whole family to something like that. And it's an experience because, you know, you have the people that made the chili. You can taste it. You can talk to them about their experience when they're, you know, what went into that process. And I know one of my kids is starting to get into cooking a little bit more. So something like that's really cool if you have those kids. They're at that age. You're trying to get them in the kitchen a little bit more, experimenting with different flavors. It's not a bad thing.
No, it's a great thing. And, you know, the ballots or tickets are $15 a piece, so that's great. And with each one, you'll receive a very coveted chili necklace.
Ooh.
So it's quite fun to see so many people walking up and down Main Street wearing chili beads.
So now with that ticket, is that like you get to try all the chili or do you have to pay for it? Okay.
Nope. That's a one price. And you can try, like I said, as many or all of them. We do require for your vote to be valid that you taste at least 10 of them.
Mm-hmm.
You can purchase a ballot here at the Old Saybrook Chamber office, or there'll be ballot stations along the street. vote for your favorite and turn it into one of those stations at the end of the Chili Fest, 12 to 3 on Saturday, February 26th.
So that's not a bad deal. For $15, you get a lot of chili.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Definitely worth it.
We're always amazed at the number of people that taste all, you know, 25 to 27 of them. It's
That would probably be me. I'd suffice to say that would be me.
And some people are very passionate about, you know, who they think is the best and what they enjoy. We also give out a Spirit of the Chili Fest Award. So some chefs will, you know, come maybe bring some music or costumes or something to make it even more festive.
And that's awesome. So then now with Restaurant Week, are the restaurants doing specials or what should, if people are, well, you know, planning that weekend dinner or weeknight dinner with the family, what should we be expecting?
Yes. In today's climate, we kind of left it up to each individual restaurant. Mm-hmm. So I think you'll see a little bit of everything. I think you'll see a, you know, buy one, get one, or a price fix menu, or selection to choose from. So it'll all be on the Old Saybrook Chamber website, so you can check it all out there and enjoy as many restaurants as you like.
That's awesome. Now, you know, it's chilly. We're in February right now. Let's give a little taste to the listeners, you know, coming up this summer. You know,
People
have been to Old Saybrook. There's a lot of things going on. Any highlights that people might be looking forward to this summer in some warm weather?
Well, it's always great here in the summer, right? Come on down, enjoy our restaurants. Come on down and play miniature golf on the Connecticut River. It's quite an interesting course. You know, it has some replicas of buildings in town, and so that's a lot of fun. The first weekend in August will be our sidewalk sale. So come on down and do a little shopping and get a deal on top of that.
Oh, that's awesome.
Lots of great things, sure.
And now, how are the beaches handling, you know, the winter and everything's looking good down at the beaches if people want to go walk on the beach this time of the year? Are they allowed or?
Yep, come on down. This year, during the winter, the passes aren't checked. So come on down, make sure it's low tide, and you can walk the beach, absolutely.
So now, you know, if people are heading down to Old Saybrook for, we'll say, the Chili Fest or Restaurant Week, where is Judy Sullivan? I know this is kind of like, you know, how do you choose your favorite child type thing. as the executive director of the chamber.
You're not gonna ask me my favorite, right?
Not your favorite, but those hidden gems that you wish more people knew about Old Saybrook.
Oh, gosh. Well, I have to give a shout out to the CATE, the Katharine Hepburn Cultural Arts Center, right here on Main Street. It's our converted town hall that's become a theater, dedicated to our most famous resident, Katharine Hepburn. Check it out. It's really great.
See, because every town has those little hidden gems that you know, that's what this show is for, to kind of get people out and about. Connecticut's not a big state. It's really not, people. No. Like, you can go from one side to another.
Right.
But
we also have, you know, the beautiful, we call it the bike loop. You can walk along the water. It's a 5 or 6 mile loop. It's just beautiful. Yeah, come on down and enjoy. Stop in the chamber and we'll get you hooked up.
Excellent. So, Judy Sullivan, if people want more information on Chili Fest, the Restaurant Week, anything else coming up in Old Saybrook, either this month, this spring, this summer, where should we let people go?
OldSaybrookChamber.com.
It's just that easy. Well, Judy Sullivan, the executive director of the Avon, Wow. Let me try that one again. Judy Sullivan, the executive director of the Old Saybrook Chamber of Commerce. Lots of things going down in Old Saybrook all days and weeks of the year. Winter, spring, summer, fall. Old Saybrook's a great place to visit. Like Judy said, you can go down, have some of that seafood. The 25th annual, 25 years, they're doing something right down there, the Chili Fest, February 26th. Enjoy it. Bring the family down. Judy, thank you for joining me this morning. It's events like this and towns like yours of Old Saybrook that great things happen at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.